right, get your Bibles out tonight. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 1. Had the great idea before we get into Daniel today of stopping at Petinari's. It was twofold. Number one, I have to get, well, it makes it easier for him so he doesn't call me to get the fuel bill from him so he can close out 2018 numbers. It's easier for him. And so I stopped in and wanted to grab that and so I can mail it out. And tomorrow or I'm going to be going to the bank and things, so I stopped in there, and I had $2 in my wallet. Now, I don't usually carry cash, but they make great breakfast sandwiches at Petinari's, if you've ever had them, and so I had $2 in my pocket, and I thought, well, that doesn't belong there. That belongs in the cash drawer at Petinari's. So I went in, and I looked, and sure enough, it was completely empty. I said, oh, you're out of breakfast sandwiches? He's like, no, we'll make it however you want. I said, oh, great. He goes, what do you want? So I told him what I want. So I waited a couple minutes, and that's when Aunt Pam came walking in, got to talk to her while he was making my sandwich. So I feel like the Lord used that. And so there it was, and got my fresh-made breakfast sandwich. I sit in my truck for a second and take a couple bites, and Mr. Petinari, Dom, did not cook the inside of the egg all the way, and it exploded. So there I am driving, and yolk is running down my hand in my sleeve. I almost put myself right. That's a good sandwich. No napkins anywhere in my whole entire truck. Almost took myself into both ditches on either side. And anyways, almost had a tree. So I'm thankful I'm here tonight. So all that to being said, say, why'd you tell us that? Get a breakfast sandwich from Petner's. Well worth any accident that it'll put you into. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 1. And it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. This was a wise king. He had a large kingdom, and no one man can run everything. So he appoints 120 princes, and over those princes he puts three presidents. Daniel was one of those presidents, and he was the highest of those presidents. Kind of like a Joseph. Worked with a secular king, but Lord blessed him in it. In verse 3, it says, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Now look at verse 3. Because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. And God, as we look into the book of Daniel and look at the example that Daniel was, God, I pray that we too would take on some of the traits that Daniel had, and that God, we would also desire to have an excellent spirit about us. That God, we would honor and glorify you, whether we work with the world or we work directly with you, God, that God, you'd be pleased and honored and glorified with our life. Lord, I ask you to bless this message here tonight, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Daniel's a great example to us that no matter where you're at, you can do right. I tell our young people this frequently. Again, let me define young people. Young people is anybody younger than me. So that could be someone that's 10 or 30 or now 40. And I tell people this, and you can do right in any situation, you can do wrong in any situation. You could go away to Bible school and still find trouble. Or you could be in a secular workplace and you could do right. And Daniel is an example of doing right no matter where you're at. Daniel was taken captive. You know the story of Daniel. Daniel was taken captive and against his will, physically changed, given a new name, given a new tongue, given a new set of guidelines to live by, but yet still adhered to the things and the principles of the Lord. No matter what was happening around him, Daniel did that which was right. Again, similar type of life as to Joseph. And the Bible says this about Daniel. Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him. There was something that was about Daniel that you could not get out of Daniel. That was his excellent spirit. There was something about Daniel that you could not take away from Daniel. Everything had been stripped of Daniel. Physically changed, a new tongue, a new name, all of these new things. But there was something within. See, each and every one of us carry, right now, as Christians, we carry the Lord with us no matter where we go. And no matter what happens to our body, no matter what happens to our circumstances, no matter where we find ourselves, we have something within that no one can take away. And the Bible says that he had an excellent spirit. Well, I'm going to use maybe the first six chapters or so to help us define what it is. What is an excellent spirit? What does that mean? Obviously, it set him above everybody around him. What is that? Was he smarter? Was he stronger? Was he faster? Was he a better speaker? What was it about Daniel that gave him an excellent spirit? Well, let's go back to Daniel chapter 1, where it all started. Daniel chapter 1. 4 points tonight, but we will be very quick. Daniel chapter 1. And verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Long before Daniel ever found himself in the situation where he had to choose between God's way or the world's way, he made a decision in his heart and said, I will not. And Daniel was one of character that he kept it. A lot of our young people make those decisions. That they said, I will never put myself in that situation. Or I will never do that. Or I will never compromise. Look at some of the things. He says, I will not defile myself with the king's, with the portion of the king's meat. Nor with the wine which he drank. And a lot of our young people and a lot of people and you and I alike have determined and purposed in your heart that under no circumstances we would do such things. That is the beginning of an excellent spirit. To decide long before. The best time to make the decision against sin is long before you're ever in front of it. A lot of people get themselves in trouble by walking down a road. Daniel said, I'm not stepping foot on the road. Do you understand the difference? Well, when that temptation comes, when that offer to drink comes, I'm going to say no. Hey, how about this? How about you purpose in your heart that you'll never be in the circumstance where that comes to you? The better way is to not put yourself in temptation's way. And that's what Daniel did. Daniel purposed in his heart, I'm not going to mess with that. I will not defile myself. Daniel purposed against temptation. Daniel purposed in commitment to holiness. We talked a lot about that on Sunday morning, Sunday night. Daniel was committed to it. Here he is as a young man taken from his home and placed before the king that just took him captive. And he said, I'm not going to do what you say. Wow. That was a commitment to the way. He saw his family killed. He saw friends killed. He saw loved ones killed. And he just stood up and said, I will not. I would rather lose my life than compromise on my principles. What are you willing to die for? Well, I'd die for Jesus. He was willing to die that he might not eat meat and wine. I don't know how they prepared the meat, but it must have been something contrary to what Daniel was taught. Maybe there was blood in it, maybe it was pork, whatever it was, but he says, I will not defile my body with what you're offering. He knew the law and he kept it. That was gutsy for a young man. Commitment to holiness. Hey, where's your commitment? Where's your purpose? What is it that you say, I will not? Not because I just am making it convenient for myself. I won't today because I don't really want to, but tomorrow I might. But contrary, things that are contrary to the Word of God. Where's your commitment to the things that the Scripture says? Where's your purpose? Daniel had an excellent spirit within. Why? Because he purposed in his heart. Here we are at the beginning of the year. Maybe at this altar, maybe in your own chair, maybe at your home, you said, this is the year I'm going to read through my Bible this year. Here we are, what, 10 days in, 9 days in? How you doing? How's your Bible study going? You purpose to make a decision. Well, here we are. An excellent spirit was preceded by a purposeful heart. Point number two, Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. You know the story. There were some guys that didn't like Daniel. We just read in chapter 6, the first three verses, but there were some guys that tried to get Daniel in trouble. And they watched his life, and he didn't have a fault. Whew. They watched his life, and he had no faults. Could that be said of you and I? If somehow we were able to run video on you all the time, could it be said of you that you have no faults? They came up with the plan. We're going to have to get him against the Lord because that's his commitment. We're going to have to make God illegal. And that's what they did. And they established that they can't pray to anybody else. Well, Daniel in chapter 6 and verse 10. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Understand this. The decree was that you were not allowed to pray to anybody else. But Daniel prayed every day. You know, it's not like, the president's going to take away guns. Well, I'm going to go buy a gun now then. It wasn't like that. He was just doing what he did every single day. It's going to say it in the passage. He went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. And prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. That's what he did every day. The way to have an excellent spirit is through prayer. 3 times a day he gave thanks. In verse 11 it says this, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. 3 times a day. Oh, he was just praying for his meal. That's not what his prayer time was about. He was thanking the Lord, and he was making supplication, pleading. And we're going to see the results of that. An excellent spirit is preceded by a purpose and prayer, to which, then go back to chapter 2. These verses are great. In verse 14, so the decree goes out that says, the king has a dream and no one can interpret it. He's like, well, then we're going to kill all the wise men. Because what good are wise men if they can't help me? Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, well, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Hold on, slow down. Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, his companions, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning the secret. You see, they were praying about it, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. What gave Daniel such an excellent spirit? Yes, he had purpose. Yes, he had prayer. But God gave him something. Because of his purpose and his prayer, the Lord gave him a perspective. Allowed him to see things that nobody else could. Gave him wisdom. Isn't that what it says in verse 14? And Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom. In verse 20, it said this, for wisdom and might are his. He's testifying of God. God granted Daniel something that Daniel did not have in himself. Wisdom. How do you have an excellent spirit? Through purpose and prayer. What does the prayer and purpose lead to? It leads to wisdom. It leads to perspective. Why do some young men or some young ladies just know what to do towards the things of God? Because they've spent time in purposing their life and their body for the use of the Lord and have talked to God. They've asked God. They've approached Him. They are able to communicate with the Lord and they've done what God has asked them to do. Daniel, case in point. Hey, if you're here tonight and you're struggling with wisdom, perception, Lord, I'm just not seeing things right. I wouldn't say that I have an excellent spirit towards the things of God. Well, maybe you need to, like we talked about this morning, cut some things out of your life. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat or with the wine. Maybe there's some things that you should be purposing to do. Maybe there's some prayer that needs to happen on your behalf. Daniel says, I'm going to need a little time. Can you give me a few days to be able to interpret this? And what did they do? They went and begged God for mercy and for wisdom. Hey, if you're struggling with what's going on in your life, how about you kneel down 3 times a day and make supplication and thanksgiving to God? Get on an ability to communicate with Him. Because He might give you wisdom. He gave wisdom to Daniel that He gave to nobody else. I don't know what the Lord has for you. But God knows what He has for you. God knows what He wants with you. So how will I ever find... Ask Him. Ask Him. Purpose and prayer lead to perception. And then Daniel chapter 6 and verse 16. Some of our favorite stories. What happens to Daniel? Well, Daniel's caught. Caught red-handed. Well, red-kneed. He was kneeling and praying. What are those red-kneed? I was kneeling. Sorry. Praying. Making supplication. Probably for the king himself. What happens? They toss him into the den of lions. Verse 16. And the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, He will deliver thee. Look at the faith of the lost king. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, and the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. He made a law, couldn't change it. Didn't matter who was on the other side of it. Didn't matter what his last name was. Hey, do you understand? It does not matter what your last name is. Well, I'm from the house and family of... Doesn't matter. You still need to choose. You still need to choose to do right. Well, my father or my mother or I come from a lineage. I've been here. Our family does not matter. Verse 18. And the king went to his palace and passed the night. Look at this. Lost king passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He was in anguish over what happened to Daniel. Then the king arose very early in the morning, the break of dawn. He's running down to the den of lions, and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? What a great question. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths. They have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was before me, or before was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. Well, maybe they weren't hungry, right? Maybe the lions weren't hungry. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them. Well, they were hungry. And break all their bones in pieces, wherever they came up at the bottom of the den. Daniel, in his excellent spirit, was brought about by purpose, because Daniel purposed in his heart there were certain things that he would not compromise on. And through prayer, allowed him to have wisdom, a perspective, a perception of things. And lastly, Daniel was granted power. Daniel was given an ability to stop natural things. How was it? God did it. The angel came down and just shut the mouths of the lions. To which Daniel had an excellent spirit. All of these things, can I say, are attainable of you and I. We could purpose in our heart that we would not defile our bodies with the king's meat, nor with wine. There are certain things that we can say, absolutely not, I will not compromise on these things. Why? Not because I'm legalistic, it's because what God says about it. And I can give my life given to prayer. To which then he will grant what? Wisdom and power. But all too many times we don't want to do those things. We want the perception, we want the wisdom and the power without the prayer and without the purpose. But that's not how it works. No, that's not how God does it. So let's be like Daniel. Let's establish things around us that we will not compromise on. Let's be given to much prayer, thanking God, making supplication. And maybe the Lord would give us some wisdom. Maybe the Lord might even do things that no man could ever do with an excellent spirit. Let's all stand.